The conflict between Russia and Georgia continued on Monday as both sides accused each other of launching new military attacks and Western diplomats scrambled to wrest a ceasefire. All eyes were meant to be on Beijing and the Olympic Games this August, but it's the Caucasus that have grabbed the world's attention, and the Czech Republic is no exception. Rob Cameron reports.
It wasn't so long ago that Czechs themselves were part of the Soviet bloc, and so pictures of Russian tanks rolling into South Ossetia have a special resonance here, especially just days before the 40th anniversary of the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia. There's been considerable interest in the conflict in the Czech media, who've rushed correspondents from Moscow and further afield to the Caucasus. One of them is Czech radio's Lenka Kaprhelova, whom I managed to reach earlier in the Georgian town of Gori, which was bombed at the weekend by Russian aircraft.
Well, I talked on Saturday to the people who live here in Gori. That was shortly after the bombing here, and they were really desperate. They didn't want to talk about it at all because they were really distressed, and it was really terrible, terrible experience for them. Many of them have lost their relatives, their sons, their daughters, their husbands. They were waiting before the hospital for any news about their relatives. I think it was very emotional, and really one could observe how the people are really shocked on one hand, and also on the other hand, many people said that they want to fight, that they feel that they can't somehow let Russia, as they say, they put it, let Russia get them again, as it was in the Soviet times.
Is there a sense, though, from the Georgians that you've spoken to, that President Saakashvili and the Georgian military and the Georgian government made something of a mistake by attempting to regain control in South Ossetia, that this war was really a tragic error?
Actually, that was a question I've asked to many people. They didn't want to hear about it at all. All of them, even though they didn't want war, some of them, and they said, it may sound contradictory, but many people said, yes, when it's war, we have to fight. But on the other hand, they said, yes, we don't want war. So what can we do? It's here, so we have to fight till the end.
The Czech experience of being invaded and subjugated by Russia has certainly coloured the Czech view of the conflict. Czech arms firms sell weapons and munitions, ironically old Cold War-era weapons that were originally supplied by the Soviets to the Georgian armed forces in export deals approved by the Czech centre-right government. The Czech Foreign Ministry has released a statement fully supporting Georgia's territorial integrity and sovereignty and indirectly blaming Russia for causing the crisis. The Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg later told Czech radio that while Prague considered the Russian military actions to be unacceptable, he fully supported efforts by the EU and others to stop the fighting. But not everyone in the Czech Republic supports the Georgian president. Former Foreign Minister Jiří Dienstbier says Georgia has made a terrible error.
That made not tactical, it made a strategic mistake, because it was clear and they were warned that if they would try to occupy Southern Ossetia or Abkhazia, that they will be reminded of the Western approach to Kosovo independence, because Kosovo independence is a model for people in Ossetia and Abkhazia. They even declared again independence after Kosovo proclaimed its independence, and Georgia and President Saakashvili should have known that if they try to occupy Southern Ossetia, the Russian response may be very, very strong. And to start the war against the world power is, I think, a very big mistake from their part.
Former Foreign Minister Dienstbier says he understands his successor's response to the crisis, but adds that after the Czech government recognized the independence of Kosovo, it is morally on very thin ice.
Well, I think I can understand it. Because in the position of a country which was attacked many times in history. But we cannot change the situation. We can participate in the negotiations in the European Union and promote there, especially the same standards for everybody. And after Czech Republic recognized Kosovo, no one would take us seriously by refusing the wishes of Abkhazian and South Ossetian people to have independence. I must say that I don't like these changes of boundaries. We should work for making boundaries unimportant, but it will take some time. But if we change this principle by recognizing the independence of Kosovo, by taking one part of a country, cut it from the territory of a country, then we may have very similar problems all over the world.
Former Foreign Minister Jutti Dinsbier there, ending that report by Rob.